How do you turn your greatest failure into success? I'm going to give you the secret right here in a moment. And the challenge is, for most of us, and what I've seen in my own life and other people's lives, it's not that we have a failure. It's that we have a failure and then we repeat it. And then we wonder, why do I keep doing the same things over and over again? I've used my willpower. I've listened to audios. I've read books. And yet I keep saying, making the same mistakes over and over again. How can that be? How can that be possible? I'm motivated. I'm determined. I'm willing. I'm flexible. And yet here is how we do it. Here's how we make that change. You identify it. You uncover it. You discover it. You make the invisible visible. So how do you do it? Well, first of all, realize that if you're making the same mistakes over and over again, the cause of it is invisible to you. It's something that needs to be discovered, and you must realize it's invisible to you for one of a couple reasons. Number one, it's probably because you have some sort of belief that prevents you from seeing that it is the cause, that this pattern, that this thought, that this belief, whatever it is causing you to fail. Another one, maybe a habit. And again, you won't see the connection. You're not connecting the dots, as they say. And so, because it's invisible, because you don't believe it's there, you don't see it, or you don't connect it, there's no way you can change it because you don't even know what you need to change. If you did, you probably would be able to change it. It's not so much that we can't. It's mostly because we don't know how to change that which is invisible. So how do you find out about this invisible pattern or this invisible belief? Is you get a coach. You get somebody, a partner, a coach, a mentor, maybe a teammate who is in the same area. And they can see because they don't have the same beliefs. They don't have the same perspective that you do. And because of that, it's revealed to them. And they can tell you what this invisible or undiscovered failure strategy is. Then once it's discovered and you listen to them, you hear them, and you realize there's only one reason, not because you're broken or weak, it's just because it was invisible. Now you can do something about it. You can vanquish it. You can do whatever's required to change that failure strategy into success and do whatever's required and whatever's necessary. That's how you turn those failures into success. It's an awesome way of doing it, and it's why having a coach or a teammate or a mentor is so powerful and so indispensable in your rise and in your achieving extraordinary outcomes, extraordinary goals, extraordinary life, and an extraordinary dream.